Now, let's look at Job. Job chapter 1. We don't know a great deal about Job. There was a man, it says, Job 1:1, there was a man in the land of Uz. All we know really is Uz was somewhere in the Middle East. I've read different descriptions of where Uz is. So there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. So here was a man of good character. The word perfect means having integrity, simple integrity. It doesn't mean he was sinless. He had integrity. He was upright. He feared God. He eschewed evil. He avoided evil. He wasn't an evildoer. And verse 2 says, "And there was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. And his substance was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she-asses, and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East." He was the most important, the richest, the most powerful. "Now his sons would go and feast in their houses." He had these 7 sons, "each on his appointed day, and would send and invite their sisters to eat and drink with them." His children didn't have his work ethic. Amen? "So it was, when the days of feasting had run their course, that Job would send and sanctify them. And he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all." Notice he rose early in the morning. "According to the number of them all. For Job said, 'It may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts.' This did Job regularly." In other words, Job feared that his children had cursed God, not just with their loose words, but with their heart. That's pretty serious. Now, Job had some wrong thinking. Job was a good man. Job was an upright man. But, you know, Job had some wrong ideas. And wrong thinking produces wrong action. And wrong action produces wrong results. So first of all, notice he said he would send for his children and sanctify them. Some way or another, he thought he could sanctify his adult children, that he could cleanse them of their sin. And he set them apart in his own mind by religious acts. But this did not save them or protect them, and we'll look at it. Job knew that it wouldn't. He just wouldn't admit that it wouldn't. Number 2, he attributed the works of Satan to God. We see that in Job 1:21. And he said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return." He's got that right. "The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away." Or we've all heard it said, "The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Now, he attributed the work of the devil to God. God didn't take away. God took nothing from Job. Now, that very same statement has been made at countless funerals. As if God said it. You know, I don't know if you've noticed, but I never, ever, ever quote the book of Job, because until you get to the end, 90% of the words in Job aren't God's words. See, this is God's word, but every word in it God didn't say, and every word in it isn't true. It's truly recorded, but what the devil said isn't true, is it? It's truly recorded that he said it, but what he said isn't true because he's a liar. What Job said, Job didn't know what he was talking about. Job was ignorant. He said, "The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away." We'll see what he meant. I like what I heard a fellow say years ago. Everybody that God ever took, he took alive. He took Enoch alive and he took Elijah alive. The rest of the people died. God didn't take them. If God wants you, you don't have to die. So the third thing he did, he attributed evil as coming from God. He attributed the works of Satan to God. But here in Job 2:9, his wife said unto him, "Dost thou still retain thy integrity? Curse God and die." But he said unto her, "Thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaks. What, shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil?" So he was attributing evil as coming from God. Now we know from the book of James, the Bible says, "Let no one say when he's tempted, 'I've been tempted of God,' for God tempts no one with evil." God will test you with obedience, but not with evil. "Nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he's drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And when sin is full grown, it brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there's no variation." God doesn't have a list of naughty and nice. He doesn't have a list of good and evil gifts. He doesn't have a list of good broken gifts that need repair. Every good and perfect gift is from above. The Bible says this did Job continually. So he continually entertained thoughts of these bad things happening. He should have taken them captive and cast them down, but he didn't. Now, let's look at the rest of the story. Verse 6, Job 1:6. "Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord." Seemingly this must have been in heaven. "And Satan also came among them." So at one time, angels were referred to, at least some angels, as the sons of God. You'll find that also in Job 2:1, and you'll find it also in Genesis chapter 6. And apparently, Satan was one of them. And we have it hard to believe, but I'm telling you, God loves Satan. Why? Because God's love. "And the Lord said to Satan, 'From where do you come?'" Now, obviously, God knew. Just like when he asked Adam where he was, he knew where Adam was. He said, "From where do you come?" So Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro on the earth and walking back and forth in it." What was he doing? Seeking whom he may devour. That's what he was doing. "And the Lord said to Satan, 'Have you considered my servant Job? There's none like him on earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil.' So Satan answered and said, 'Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge, a fence, protection around his household and around all that he's had on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But now stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you to his face.'" Now, ask yourself this question. Here's the devil. God is the one who told us the devil goes about like a roaring lion. So God understands how the devil works. Why would he say, "Have you considered," have you noticed what a great guy Job is? That doesn't make any sense, does it? This is very, very interesting. The word translated "consider," "have you considered," does not mean consider as we might think. The Hebrew word translated "consider," in fact, it's really two or three words. It's the main word is found 586 times in the Bible. It's translated "consider" 8. I always say if a word is 500 times and it's something just 8, then it probably doesn't mean that. It's translated "put" 155 times. It's translated "make" 123 times. It's translated "set" 119 times, and then other similar words.